You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen One Institute. We're so fortunate to have myself, Patricia Eltage, and Andy Shaw available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the One Institute. The One Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to the basic communication skills techniques of the WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding the WANT Institute services, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com or the office at 949-723-0338. So tonight we have myself and we have Patricia Eltage and Andy Shaw. Are you two available to say hi?
Hi, it's Patricia here. Yes.
Andy, are you available?
Hello, Andy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for joining us. A little bit, Patricia Eltage and Andy were both trained by Dr. Allen, along with myself. Patricia, do you want to tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I've been doing this work for over 30 years. And my book, by the way, is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And I also do the life scripts through the WANT Institute. And I also see couples and help people with their relationships agreements.
Thank you. And Andy, how did you find out about Dr. Allen? I know that you've been under her wing with classes.
Yeah, I started 10 years ago. For me, it was asking my girlfriend at the time to have an engagement ring out. She saw the ring, she walked out of the room. And then she did it again 4 months later. So I was like, what the heck is wrong with me that I'm with this girl? And in telling my story, a friend introduced me. He said, hey, you know, this woman, Pat Allen's doing her weekly seminar. And I was like, well, I got Wednesdays off, so what the heck, I'm going. And that was the turning point for the rest of my life.
Thank Beautiful. You. Beautiful. So hopefully we'll get some callers in the audience. The number is 323-203-0815. I do have some write-in questions if we don't get any live callers. I did have this lady that emailed me. She's in a relationship. It's been fairly long. They're not married, but they are living together. And she's finding out that she's not happy and she's kind of torn on staying or leaving. Patricia, what would you say to somebody in that situation? Oh, we have a caller.
Very good. We'll come back to that.
Name and number.
Oh, well, they left. But I believe they'll call back. Oh, here. Oh, caller, you're on the air with Sue, Patricia, and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, I Hello. Have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, my question is that I did follow, to the best of my ability, the book and everything and going on listening to the calls. And so I did get married. It was successful. I got married 6 months, but it's been very rough. And it was little sparks, and now it seems like a lot of fighting and a lot of contempt on my side and his side. And one issue that I could bring up is when I met him, he was working a lot, and that was an attraction. He's a little bit older than me, 14 years. I'm working, And once he said, I do, I mean, he has money. He's also has some Social Security and money. Once I said, I do, it seems like he's not really working. I mean, I'm not supporting, the household. I am contributing. But the fact that he's around all the time and then he expects me not to really get up when I'm supposed to, that I don't want to lose my job. I don't think it's healthy for me either for us to be around like all day long. I think we're getting on each other's nerves, and it's not.
Do you know the old adage of familiarity breeds contempt? Well, that is an old adage that is very accurate. People need space between them in order to stay together. So if are you working from home or are you out working?
You know what? I was working from home, and then he would nitpick over every little thing, and it was very annoying. So then I made myself get out. And last night, I went to work, and then I go to a 12-step meeting, and then I did send him a text saying I'm going to a 12-step meeting, and then I am going to a store, and I'll pick you something up extra. I got back, oh, he was nitpicking. Oh, you've been out like it's so late. I got back at 8. I mean, and then an argument came up. He went like very, very, he was very angry. So
how
I do feel like.
How old is he? How old is he?
72 and I'm 58.
This man is in his period of being in his feminine. I will tell you now that he's operating out of his feminine, which is nature. Nature designed the human physiognomy this way, that women naturally become more masculine as we age, as we become more postmenopausal, and men naturally become more feminine, which means more feeling centeredness as they reach over 50. So that being said, he's home, he's not working, and he is in his feeling centeredness. So now it's a time when you need to decide if you're willing to accept him as he is, in the condition he's in, which is operating out of his feminine, but you still, Andy, I want to ask you here, you still want to treat him like a man and respect him and ask him what he thinks and ask him what you can do for the two of you can do better. What do you think, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Just pretend pretend he's as smart as he once was. So what I like is I like
very smart, but I'm getting turned off, Andy. I'm getting turned off, Andy. This is not the person that I met.
She's getting turned off, which means, and you're getting turned off because you didn't know, you didn't realize. How long were you engaged before you got married?
I can't go.
How long did you know each other before you married?
How
long did you know him? Well, let me just tell a year. Okay. Well, you were not aware of this situation that men become more operationally. The OS, I call their operating system, operates out of their feminine, their feeling centeredness when they're over 50. So that's where he's at right now. So you're at a place where you either decide whether you're going to accept him operating his operating system the way he is or not. How long have you been married?
For 6 months. But can I just say one thing? I mean, I get a lot out of, the calls and out of the work. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. The thing is, the shift happened. This is, how would I know? Because he presented himself for a whole year and a half. He always was working, always busy, always doing stuff. Once he said, I do, okay, he stopped doing a lot of work. I mean, he works around the house. And I feel bad talking about it, but it's a big issue for me.
Let's talk about this, dear. Let's talk about this. This is where we negotiate relationships. We have something called the relationship agreements or contracts. So you get together with your new husband, since it's only a few months, it's not even a year, and you call us or you call one of us and you talk about time, space, money, and play, and you start negotiating time spent together, time spent with each other, together, the two of you, time spent with others, that means other people outside yourself and you, and time spent alone, how much alone time do you need? And that includes how much time you spend at work, you're still working, so that is part of that. You spend this much time working. So these discussions need to be brought up. And this is what we do. We help people manage these negotiations. The next one is space. Space, my space, your space, our space. Then there's money, my money, your money, our money. And play, how we play. Play together, play with other people, and play alone. So when you do these negotiations, it alleviates some of the conflicts in relationships because it's all discussed and it's all put on the table and how you see things your way, how he sees things his way, and then you negotiate where you're not in agreement.
Well, I'm after the call because I'm going to go back. I have them printed out, the sheets, mm-hmm. and I've been procrastinating handing it to him because he didn't want to do this. He said, well, let's just do it organically. But obviously, it's not working organically.
There's no organically. This is methodical. Our system, Dr. Pat Allen's system, works. We know this. The system that Dr. Pat Allen created in the One Institute is a methodical way of people to learn to live together peacefully.
Yes, and my two cents and my help?
Yes.
So when I work with the people, if I'm standing in front of you, I basically make a house over your head and say, this is the only person I'm concerned about, which is you. And the way I address this, because my significant other at the time didn't want to do anything. I did it on my own. And the way it works is that you do it separately first, because whoever is most masculine will take over the conversation. Whoever's masculine says what they want, then what they don't want. That's the order of the list. Whoever's feminine does the opposite, what they don't want, then what they do want. And as you do that by yourselves first, you figure out what your deal breakers are. As a, for instance, you can watch a YouTube video, I think it is, and there was a couple negotiating in front of the class, and they were talking about sex, because time, play, money, time, space, money, and play is sexual, non-sexual. He said, I want sex 7 days a week. She said, 3. He said, no, 7. She said, goodbye. He said, no, wait, 3 is just fine. And then she did that live, and that was awesome.
Well, I'm going to start, and I just want to say one thing, another thing. I think I'm also, like, a little bit an avoidant. Like, I have that style of I could be the very attached, you know. I'm trying to think of the name of it. And now I'm because of, sorry?
Are you codependent?
Yeah, but I have that.
You have codependent tendencies?
Talking about the attachment style. The attachment style. Yes. Secure, avoidant, or anxious.
I'm anxious. I was anxious in this relationship, anxious, avoidant, and now I'm like feeling avoidant because he's pouting and he's not getting his way. When he doesn't get his way, it's a big turnoff. Okay.
That's the called the negotiation period. You're not negotiating. You're just fighting. You're not negotiating.
Can I make? If you want to have him watch, if he's willing, on our website, drpatallen.com, we have a free tab that's like a 45-minute class that goes over all of Dr. Allen's tools with a couple demonstrating this contract item sheet. Just say, honey, would you be available to watch this and just let me know what you think about it and just see if he'll do that as a start. Maybe that will
open.
Yeah, and also think about, too, when I also talk to other people, and I have I do like show and tell. Okay, here's a quarter. If I flip this coin and it comes back as tails, that means you can never see him again. Are you willing to do that?
What, a heads or tails?
No. Yeah, so heads is you got to stay, tails you got to go. Are you willing to take that risk?
What, to do
so
this?
So you're silent, tell me no.
To leave. He's talking about, are you willing to leave? Heads, you leave. Tails, you stay.
Depending on what? A coin?
Yeah.
Well, or if you're doing it from the feminine way, you're going to check in with your feelings and do it for one month on a calendar and check in with your feelings. Is it a plus day or a minus day? And after 30 days, are there most pluses or more minuses in that 30-day period?
I can do that. I like that plan for 30 days. And
plus
then
or minus.
Plus or minus, but I have to start this, the paper, the negotiation, because
you're not negotiating. You're not negotiating.
Okay.
You're just building resentments.
Yeah. See if he's willing to watch. See if he's willing to watch the video. That will tell it all. You don't even have to open your mouth. See if he likes it or not.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get that. I'm sorry. One more time with the video. Where do I get it?
www.drpatallen.com, and you'll scroll down and it'll be a tab that says free access, chemistry, compatibility, and communication in relationships. It's like a 45-minute stream of Dr. Allen teaching a class that she actually demonstrates the negotiation in person. And he may say, I hate her, she's an idiot, blah, blah, blah. Or he may say, that's interesting. Let's see if you can get him to watch that.
Well, all I have to say is he cannot say anything bad about Dr. Pat because she's my hero.
He has a right to say anything he wants.
Yes, he does. But let's see if he'll get to the video. Don't say anything about it. Don't tell him anything about her that you know, or just say, I heard about this woman. Would you be willing to watch this with me?
All right.
And
okay,
don't be the teacher making him the wrong one. Just pretend like this is your first time listening to Dr. Pat Allen.
All right. Sounds good.
And call us back next week and see what happened. We'd like to find out.
All right, I will.
Perfect.
I will do that. Thank you.
We got a plan.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Good feedback from everybody. We all gave her our points.
Very good.
Oh, I think we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I don't want to interrupt, though.
You're not interrupting. What can we help you with?
Well, my name's Kevin, and
you don't have to share names.
It's okay. First names, it's anonymous. It's just a first name, like a 12-step program.
Yeah.
What
yes.
Can we help
so,
you with?
Yes. Well, I was in a relationship for a long time with someone I was married to, and we were both in a 12-step program together. And And then I went for a few years and then dated a gal a few different times. That's the only time I dated outside of the marriage that ended pretty much about five and a half years ago. My ex-wife said, "You're going to find somebody special. You're a nice guy." And you know what? She's right. So I met a gal, she's not in the 12-step program. And a lot of people that are in 12-step programs think that, well, maybe they have to just be with someone who's in a 12-step program for it to work. And I don't know if I truly believe that. And I have some friends who are either dating or who are married to people who have never been in a program and don't need a program. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were about that.
Patricia, do you want to help?
Yes, this is that I agree that this is not necessary, that people can be in the program and not program, but sometimes people could be a type of person who qualifies for a program. Maybe they're an adult children of alcoholics, and they qualify, so they understand the system, they understand the dynamics, and it doesn't mean they are actively in a 12-step program, but they can appreciate the fact that you are and would not do anything to sabotage your being a follower of 12-step. So do you think that the new person you met could be a person who would be understanding of you being in a 12-step program?
I would think so. I get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, it seems to be... you know, I opened up that I was in the program and that mm-hmm. I had some familiarity in the program and that I had been in for quite a long time. And, you know, and I'm getting close to, you know, being able to tell her my whole story. And, you know, there's always some, there's always some thoughts of, well, maybe I'll tell her part of my story and she won't accept that.
Well, guess what? We need to know that, Kevin. We need to
right.
know if she can accept you as who you are. And that's important.
Because I want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you, when you feel safe to share uh-huh. that with her, that you would share that with her and just wait for her reaction.
Yes. You know, and the thing is many, many years ago, I believe it was before I got married or possibly when I was courting my wife for 3 years, my ex-wife, I attended Pat Allen's group seminars about
mm-hmm.
relationships for about 6 months. And I really learned some really good things in there. And I think that was really helpful in my relationship going forward in my life. And I, not only with my wife, but with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the more we explore our own journey and are willing to always be open to the journey unfolding before us, then the right people show up when they're supposed to. And then
but
it's
I
up
did,
to you to be open to when they do show up.
Yes, and then I did hear you talking about the agreements, and I can't remember if I heard about that in the past, and I just forgot about it, but I thought that could be really a great idea, and even though maybe me as a guy going, why would I need to do something like that? And
Everybody, I'll tell you why. When we negotiate those areas of our lives that we are alleviating or we are heading off at the pass problems. So when we are doing time, my time, your time, our time, space, money, and play in all the subcategories, then we uh-huh. are then not when we get together with someone, we as we progress in our relationship, we are then alleviating problems that come up that people bicker about, the little minutiae of life. I'm talking about even the things about towels. There are people, couples that I deal with that say, oh, he uses too many towels and who washes the towels? It's every little area of life that needs to be negotiated, from the big stuff, whether we're going to be monogamous with each other, that's a biggie, that's in the sex department, that's in play, and or the other areas of like where we live, how we spend our money, my money, your money. So all these areas, instead of bickering about the things as they come up, we talk about these things as rational human beings who are living and since you are a 12-step person, you understand this. Well, we want to live a life that is on a place where we are living accordance to what is the right thing to do and what is good for me and what is good for you. So every area of life can be a win-win situation.
Well, thank you very much. I guess I have the idea of negotiation as being a real estate deal or a car deal, negotiating in an employment situation or something. But you kind of helped clarify it a little bit better for me, where it's just something that's part of a life if we want to do something in a healthy way.
If you want to have a relationship that's a copacetic situation where you both feel like it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So I get enough of what I want and you get enough of what you want.
Andy, do you have any information you want to share with him?
Yeah, two things. One, communication is love. So when you communicate, you're showing love for yourself and for them. Also, do it when you're not lying down, basically when you're in a chair at a table, light of day, so you don't make promises that you don't keep at nighttime.
Oh, okay. Good to hear. Thanks, Andy.
From a man's perspective, man to man.
Yeah. And one last thing, we heal through our boundaries, and these are help you set those boundaries.
What Andy's saying is there are personal boundaries. If you have personal boundaries, you need to know what they are and state them. There's a wonderful book by Robert Johnson called Transformation, and it's the transformation. It's the understanding the three levels of the masculine consciousness. I think you would love that book, Robert Johnson, Transformation.
Thank you. And you're Patricia.
I am.
Patricia, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks, Andy.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions for us?
No, this is great. I really appreciate it. And, I even learned something from the last guest you had on Talk Radio. So.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting, yes.
And then we have archives. You can go into the archives and listen to past recordings. You can listen to this one. It'll be up in an hour. And then we have years of past ones, too, with questions and answers. Dr. Allen's, she hasn't been on in a couple months, but we're all the way back from, like, 2019.
Yeah, wait, if you go on the wantedsue.net, there's a link for books. There's about 137 books on there. Robert Johnson
That's on your website, or what is it?
We put it back on the drpatallen.com website. Yeah. So just go to www.drpatallen.com, and we've got that streaming video, and we also have her recommended book list and Patricia's book, if you jot it down. You can find it on there.
Yeah.
But for you, for this call today, I recommend Transformation by Robert Johnson.
Thank you. Yeah, one book at a time for me is better.
Very good.
Don't get overlooked.
Well, thank you very much, all of you.
Okay, call us back with the follow-up.
It was a pleasure. Yes, I'd like that. Very much. Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we very seldom get men calling. That's great.
Well, they call us privately. They don't always want to share on the radio, but we encourage you to share because it is anonymous. If you want to share your first name, it's fine. But if you don't, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. And so I know they're listening because they do call and make appointments.
Yeah. Our first caller, she's been on before long. I've recognized her voice. We've helped her get married and stuff, but she's still following the program too. So, yeah. So
that's right.
Okay. So Andy, do you want to tell the audience a little bit about your story? And you said a little bit, but how did Dr. Allen help you? And where are you at now? I know that you want to take on some men's groups if you're available.
I do. Well, so I went to Pat for the next 6 months and wrote down everything I could. At the end of the class, I stood up and shook her hand. At some point in time, I started hugging her and then started going to her classes. And then I used what she taught as an experiment in my other relationships with the same girl, because we went back and forth multiple times. And every time I just wanted to go to the end, whatever the end was for me, and see if I could learn something and see if I could not be angry, see if I could not do this, am I still jealous? Am I still building? And having those road signs on the road to relationship was very, very helpful to know where I was in that journey. So I do want to do some men's groups. Sue, we didn't talk about that, by the way.
Well, if anybody, we advertise if anybody, but I haven't had you on in a while. If anybody's interested in men's groups, Patricia does couples and dream interpretation and life scripts. I do women's groups, drop in ladies groups. And then Andy can start up because male to male, sometimes they're more comfortable. He's going to be starting up if there's an interest for one-on-one with a male coach, Dr. Pat Allen Way, or a men's group. So they can always reach me at the office at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com, because Andy has a wealth of knowledge for men from a man's perspective. Some men are more comfortable with a man as well. And Patricia, you told us a little bit about your service. Do you want to tell a little bit about the life scripts?
Oh, the life scripts are wonderful when people are ready to dig and do an archaeological dig into who they are and why they are the way they are. I send them out questionnaire, 27 questions to work on your own, and then make an appointment after you've done that. And it's about an hour and a half of really, really deep, deep, deep work when you've already done some of the deep work in your homework. And the life script work helps you really get to the bottom of your habits and how you or your patterns that you were trained by your early trainers, which is your parents, your schooling, your grandparents, your culture, and your patterns are set by your early training, and how we can discover what parts of those patterns still serve you and what patterns no longer serve you. That's the trick, to see how we can eliminate the patterns and behaviors that no longer serve you.
And basically bringing the unconscious to the conscious.
That's exactly right.
You can start making choices on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andy, you had life script done by Dr. Pat, didn't you? Or you, yeah.
And it did somewhat. I was fairly aware of who I was and where I was at.
Yeah.
So there weren't too many surprises, but I still found it valuable enough that if you have not been paying attention or just want to verify what you think you know from somebody else's, it will help. And then you can figure out, use that as a starting point to jump off to other places.
Well, it's not that you figure out. What I do is hold a mirror up to you. I reflect back to you so that then I can help you really discover Oh, my, people have the most incredible awakenings when they do their life script, and they had no idea. They say, I have no idea this was affecting my current life, my behaviors based off of my past upbringing and my past training and my past culture, whatever it is, how it's negatively impacting my present life and potentially my future. So that's the beauty. So we can have a future that can be a flourishing life, not just an existence.
My reach out to you, Patricia, and learn something new too.
I would love it. I'm always open.
Yeah.
So if we have any more callers, we had two great callers. If anybody else is out there listening, please call in at 323-203-0815. We'd love to hear some more stories or questions and help you people. Let's see. Andy, do you have any thing you want to share that's information that might help the audience with people you've worked with, or information that might, you know, you can share that will help listeners?
I wanted to just expand on that quoting question I asked earlier. You kind of got a different topic, which was, if you're not willing to flip the coin, that makes the other person 50% valuable. So what makes them 1% valuable? Because that's all past work, right? As long as they're 51% valuable, stay until you can't stay anymore. So how do you determine the 1%? And what I tell people is, on the worst days, when you hate the most, what's the one reason you come back? For Pat, it was what, two rugs and two desks or something like that?
Yeah, her antique desk and the Oriental rugs.
Yeah, she didn't want to separate them. That's why she came back to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people out there, whatever the one reason is you come back, whether it's the way they smile or the way they smell or whatever their lasagna, who knows? Getting to that awareness, knowing that what is enough, the 51% valuable, is sometimes just enough to keep on keeping on. You know, have those conversations. Chemistry, communication, compatibility, love, like, and lust, right? Lust is chemistry, compatibility is like, communication is love. Do I love me enough to talk to you? Do I love you enough to talk to you? And what I like to do is just, but at the end of the day, I want to say I've done my part. I've done everything I can do. I've said everything I can say. Whether they, whoever they are, reacting kind, responding kind or not is out of my control. All I can do is my part.
That's right. We all have to do just our part, stay in our lane, do our part. We cannot force anybody. We can't, we can only do our part and encourage them by our own behavior and the way we behave towards them and the words we speak to them. And if they don't want to stay in the game, then it's out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's no regrets. You can say, okay,
there's no regrets.
Stay as long as I can. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay as long as I can. I want you to talk, but if you're not willing to talk, that's fine. I'll be here as long as I can until I can't be here anymore. And then we'll be where we are. The important thing for me is meeting reality on reality's terms.
Mm-hmm.
Not being putting my head in the clouds and assuming things. Like, I want to make it very explicit. What are we doing and what are we not doing? What are our boundaries?
Well, you're stating your boundaries. You're going. That's what everyone needs to do, is state what their personal boundaries are and what your wants and not wants are, and see if they match, and where they don't match, to see if there's any negotiating room.
Yeah, one of the things that surprised me was I didn't know, it took me 40 years to learn, that women know what they want by knowing what they don't want. And so I started asking the question, what don't you want?
And did the floodgates open? The floodgates open?
Yeah, I kind of did. Yeah. She's like, all of a sudden, you're not getting frustrated with me because I'm not telling you what I want. No, I'm asking you apparently how you think that I had no clue about. And is this working? And I got a lot of good feedback.
Where are you at now? Are you in a relationship? Or are you still with your old the girlfriend from when you met Dr. Pat? Or where are you in your journey?
I'm single. We were together, supposedly together last year. And I don't know what happened, but for 2 months, I saw her once in 2 months. And she never told me what was going on. She could never see me. And at the end of 2 months, I said, okay, I've had enough. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. But we stayed friends. Like, I just did her taxes. Mm-hmm. We're planning a couple concerts here in the future with me and her daughter. So we're friends. I just drew a line.
Mm-hmm. So you met your personal boundary. You understood where your personal boundary was, and that's where it is. So that's a great understanding of knowing that you were not going to keep frustrating yourself when something was not meeting your standards.
Yeah, and if it was 10 years ago, I would have stuck with it for probably another 6 months and been mad the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that builds resentment. That's how people build resentments, and then they end up hating the person anyway. So now you don't hate her. You just know you weren't a match. That's all.
Right. And that 2 months is significant, right? To think, feel for big decisions.
That's ruminating. Yeah. That's called ruminating. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I told myself that I'm going to do this, and either it's really going to work or it's really not going to work. And I'm okay with both. But I want to go through the journey anyways to find out where we end up.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
So, okay. Oh, I wanted to, with the earlier caller, I don't remember what the topic was, but it was about trying and not things not working out. I did a master's degree in entrepreneurship, and one of the things they talked about was fail early and fail often. And if you talk about the drivers, which are be perfect, let me look them up. I have them right here.
Be perfect, try harder.
Hurry up, please others first, and be strong.
And be strong.
If you have number one, you have the rest of them. And so what are the cures, what they call the allowers, which is be excellent, know what enough is, work easy, please yourself first, and be open to new things.
And just
being
be
strong
excellent.
Is a lot like controlling.
Just be excellent. You don't have to be perfect.
Right.
Strive for excellence, not perfection.
98%, 95% is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still get you there.
Mm-hmm.
100% will drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a meme I saw on Instagram a while back that talked about, I don't want my significant other to be, I don't want to be their number one. I want to be their number two, and I want them to be number one for themselves. You know, reach for your dreams, do what you want to do, do what makes you happy. I'll be your support team, but I want you to make yourself number one, and I'll be your number two. I like the idea.
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There was a question. I wanted to ask another one of the questions. I had a lady who she is in the psychological field, and she's, you know, she pushed her first husband away, and she's got a nice guy on the side now that she's dating. He is still married to a very masculine firefighter woman who the wife initiated divorce. And now that he's dating this other girl, she kind of is pushing and wanting all of his help, but the lady is not having, you know, she's waiting until he's finished with the divorce before they consummate a relationship. But now she's starting to give him too much information on how to be a better man. And I'm telling her to don't share that much. Don't be his therapist or mother. And she keeps asking, how can I stop So I told her, I want to give her more. I mean, I told her as best I know. How would you tell her? Because that's a process to keep your yang mouth shut, but it seems to be hard.
You know why? I have a wonderful image I give to women, and that is imaginary duct tape.
Okay.
Imaginary duct tape over your mouth. And that means
she wants the divorce to hurry up. And this man is doing a really good job.
Dr. Pat Allen, one of her best adages is for women is practice patience, passivity, and receptivity. Patient, passive, and receptive. Be patient. Be passive. And be receptive when it arrives. And put duct tape over your mouth, imaginary, when you're wanting to direct and instruct and be a school marm. Because a man cannot fall in love with a mother figure or his nun.
Is being what I would say a cheerleader, cheering him on. Not a boy, do you know? And I said, stop being his cheerleader.
Well, you can be in his camp and
yeah, but not
instructing him, not telling him what to do.
Football player and get the job done.
Let him be patient, passive, and receptive. The simplest words to remember: patient, passive, and receptive. I hope she's listening.
I'll have her listen to this one. We just talked this morning, so it was, but she has come a long way. So hopefully, I hope it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Until I see you in a couple of weeks, but we're winding down. If anybody, we've got a few more minutes for a call. If anybody's out there and wants a call, 323-203-0815. And it was great having Andy on. We hope, Andy, will you be joining us again if we invite you back? Is that available?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Patricia's always available. It's a Patricia and Sue show lately. And I may have Dr. Allen come back on. She's still up and doing ladies groups and working part-time. And she'd love to get back on. So we'll have her as a guest once in a while as well. But with that, I'm going to call it to the end of our show. Do you guys all want to give a little bit of some kind of information for the audience before we sign out?
Well, I will say one thing. I'll give a plug for my book. If you're interested in your dream life, which is the direct link to your subconscious mind, called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by Patricia L. Tinge. And on a final note, I will say the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Andy, do you have any tidbits for the audience?
Yeah, I want to know if there's an interest in the men's group. And if there is, please reach out to Sue.
Okay, thank you. And it will be via Zoom in case people are wondering if it won't be in person. So you can be anywhere in the world and join in on the Zoom classes. So just to let them know, info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. So we'll be back next week, and we hope you call in and that we can help you with more questions. I want to say good night, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.